Moncrief on News Talk.
Now, the burgeoning trade war between the US and Canada may well catch many Americans short. Americans use more toilet paper than any other nation on earth. Most of that is produced in the US. However, they need a lot of Canadian lumber to make it. So is this a time for them to consider using poop paper more frugally? How much should you use with each sitting? Is there toilet roll etiquette? The home economist Agnes Boucher-Hayes is here to share her wisdom. Good afternoon, Agnes.
Good afternoon, Sean. How are you?
Not too bad. Now, Americans, of course, go mad for the toilet paper. How much do we use?
Oh, we use about 124 rolls per annum.
Right.
The Germans would use about 134 rolls per annum per cap, you know, per person. So we're a little bit more frugal, a little bit more conservative with our toilet paper. And these would be the average size toilet paper rather than the thicker double jumbo toilet papers that you can buy as well. There's a whole lot of information around toilet paper, but there's one ply, two ply, and three ply. So it depends on what level of flushness how plush you can go. So three ply is obviously much. It's three layers of paper stuck together. Two is two layers of paper, and single ply is what people would usually use, particularly if they have septic tanks at home.
So
there are different types. There's an awful lot to consider here, Sean.
Yeah, there is. Now, if you have the posh toilet paper, the three ply, does that?
Yes.
Sorry, and it's not a pun. Imply that you don't need to use as much of it.
Well, you wouldn't have to use it as much because it is designed to be more absorbent and to be stronger so that it doesn't break. And usually people, when they take more of the single ply, they would use more because it tends to break down more easily. And that's why it's better for a septic tank rather than what, you know, if you're on an urban and you have you're connected to the sewers, then you can use the two or the three ply. Now, it's also there's a cost difference in each of those. So the one ply would be the bog standard basic, and the two would be a little bit more expensive, and the three ply would be there's also a four ply, but we don't need to go to that level of luxury. But the three ply is that would be a little bit more expensive. So when you're thinking about buying, it's really, you know, you can look at different, and this is the home economist side of me, you can look at different and the, you know, you can bulk buy and buy on offer. So it varies from about 41 cent to about 170 a roll.
Whoa.
So you can make it. Yeah, there's a change there. So, you know, you can make savings there depending on when you buy, how you buy and what you buy.
Yeah. So is there any way of estimating, you know, for somebody listening now, Agnes, that they might be thinking, well, what kind of toilet paper should I be using? And what factors would you take into consideration there?
Well, it's budget is one. Budget is the first one. What's on offer? The way in which you use the toilet paper as well. Some people can be quite liberal with it, and other people might be a little bit more frugal and cautious. And some people might crumple, and some people might fold paper. So these are things and skills, I suppose, that you would come across, and little idiosyncrasies that a person might have. So, you know, you take your own factors into account. You'd always, one of the big questions when it comes to toilet paper, Sean, is it over or under? What's the correct way to put it on a toilet roll holder? So the guy who actually developed the toilet roll, so I'll go with what he said, a guy called Seth Wheeler in America developed the actual roll as we would know it. There had been different iterations of paper or that would be used in the bathroom prior to that, but he put it into a roll, and what he would suggest is that it goes over, so it's easier to take out, it's more hygienic, so you're not touching the walls, and that would be his preference.
Okay.
So that answers that question definitively.
And that, you know, when you go and stay in a hotel and they have a little pointy bit, what's the purpose of that, or is it just to look fancy?
It's a look fancy, but also it's practical because you're able to get, you know exactly where you're going to get the paper when you're starting off. So it gives a little bit of, it just guides and I suppose makes the consumer journey within the hotel a little bit easier.
Right,
you
okay.
Know, it's just a bit of pressure. You can do that at home yourself. You can fold it into a point, wet your thumb, press it down and it'll dry.
Yeah.
You know, so that's something that you can do at home. But that's unnecessary. Also, I suppose it's a point of hygiene within a hotel as well to let you know that this is a new role and nobody else has used it prior to you.
Yeah, and what is a wet stamp?
It's just, it's where you, it's like you press into, you wet the paper a little bit and then you put a pressure on it, you apply a little bit of pressure and it holds the point. It just, it's
all right. Okay.
It kind of puts, makes it a little bit more, so you can get it easier. You know, you might see a sticker either. They might use a sticker on a toilet paper in a hotel either. But you can just get a stamp and, you know, if you were really inclined, you can get a stamp and you can make that. You'd see it in hotels and different establishments.
Now, someone says Aldi sells 3-ply quilted coconut toilet paper at a very reasonable price. Now, you can get these kind of scented toilet papers. What would your position be on that?
Well, actually, historically, that was one of the things that happened in China in the 6th century. There's the annals show that they used to have scented paper in China way back when. Listen, that's down to personal preference again. Also, like, you could get a room spray and spray. A lot of people might spray the inside of their toilet roll with a little bit of perfume. So that would scent the toilet roll. So you can do it at home. You can get ones with aloe. You can get different, you know, there's always... Companies are always going to look at how they can get you to buy a little bit more or add something to a product that may not be necessary, but might be nice. So a little bit, I suppose, a little bit more cush for the tush.
Yeah.
You know,
I would imagine you might have to be careful what you spray on the toilet paper, just, you know, because
don't spray it on the toilet paper. It's on the roll on the inside, on the cardboard on the inside.
Right. Okay.
So you're not actually damaging or you're not affecting the paper. It's just a way of allowing a scent to remain in the room a little bit longer because the cardboard would absorb the scent a little bit better.
Yeah.
You know, so that's just it. That's just one for your bathroom if you wanted to have a nicer scent in the bathroom.
Yeah, for as long as it lasts. Agnes, thanks a million for talking to us today. That was Agnes Boucher-Hayes there, the home economist. My sister's friend worked for a major retailer back in the 90s. A gentleman came in with partially used toilet roll. His complaint was that it was 2-ply, but his finger went through the paper and he wanted a refund. She replied, "No problem, but have you washed your hands?" And as Dermot in Baldoyle says, if you want to get in touch with your inner self, use single-ply toilet paper. Ah!
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.